Davison from Holiness. I would like each of you to comment on the recent amendment that was put on House Bill 648 by Senator Larson in regard to researching energy corridors and thinking in terms of burying new transmission projects, and also the possibility of the state garnering some revenue for if they were along the state right-of-ways, the highways, use railroad beds. I just would like each of you to comment about that, if you can.
I'm not familiar with the exact words of that, but I think it sounds like it's based on the Maine law, which Maine already has a law where they're actively trying to sell rights of way. In fact, if you go back to this drawing here, the Northeast Energy Link, it's proposed to come down following the I-95 corridor.
Correct.
And, you know, certainly to me is if it's an asset that the state can sell, because the advantage of going down something like the I-95 or I-93 corridor or any large interstate highway is you have pre-engineered soil there. All that soil's already been dug up and replaced by known materials, so you're not going to find, an ancient burial ground there. You're not going to run into some unknown ledge that you have to blast through or whatever. It's all been pre-engineered. So the cost of undergrounding would be less. And if the state can get that as a source of revenue, I think it's certainly worth looking into.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Again, I've not seen the amendment itself. Certainly, from what I've heard, it sounds like there's a lot of merit. Obviously, from a natural resource perspective, impacts on green fields, that type of thing, it makes a lot of sense where we can to engineer solutions that are on ground, if you will, that's already disturbed. That makes a lot of sense. You're not taking pristine land and doing something new with it. So in that respect, it certainly sounds like it's laudable to at least look at. I will say generally, obviously, burying power lines is a much more expensive proposition, so that there's a factor there, too, to be looking at from the public perspective also.